Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Feels like Dak Prescott has all the leverage in that organization, and as his contracts go, so will the team.
Well, unless they just want to walk on from him.
Bingo.
Yeah, like this tells me they just don't want Dak Prescott to be their quarterback.
I'm with James. Like, I think it's almost a George Steinbrenner, like, this is your last chance to prove it moment. And here's the thing I'll equate it to. Tony Romo's career. Like, both of them, they're pretty comparable. They're both well above average players. Neither was a top three or four, five quarterback in football. I think Dak got really close to being a top five guy. Maybe he was for a moment, but it didn't last long. And I wonder if aging Jerry Jones is like, look, I don't want to do the Tony Romo thing again for 10 or 12 years where I know I got a good quarterback, but he never wins me anything of value.
Everyone in that organization right now feels like they're teetering on the edge of not coming back, you know, including the quarterback.
And the coach.
Mike McCarthy is not under contract after 2024. Yeah. Micah Parsons, they're still talking about getting his deal done. You know, the fifth-year thing is an ongoing saga. CeeDee Lamb is angry at everyone, doesn't even want to show up for their offseason situation. So they have – it really does feel like this is the year that they're hoping everything comes together somehow magically, because they're not going out and buying pieces because they don't have the money.
That's right.
Because of the contract situation they backed themselves into.
It's pretty wild. I mean, as we approach this draft.
It's great for us.
I think so, too. Yes. I think so, too. I really do. I mean, would they be in the market for a quarterback in this draft? I don't know. Would they be in the market would they want to go try to get Tom Brady? I wouldn't think so, but I don't know. I mean, I'll just put it this way. The whole thing's weird. The whole thing is weird. All right, let's go to the phones.
And he keeps saying they're all in. Their owner keeps trying
to say. He says a lot of things.
He does. He says
a
lot.
The media asks him, are you really all in? Yeah. It doesn't look like you're all in. He's trying to say it without actually doing it.
And they lost Tony Pollard, right?
Yeah, he's not coming back. He's in Tennessee, right?
Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Omar. Omar, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you
doing? Omar. Doing well.
Can you gotta play the Farmer and the Dell whistle when I call?
Well, what if we instead of that we play Seltzer's draft? Like you're with the 22nd pick, the Philadelphia. Hold on, with the 22nd pick.
Oh, I had it too.
The Philadelphia Eagles selects Omar.
I guess we both cut it.
Yeah, we don't need to hear it twice, but yes. Hello, Omar. Go ahead.
It's actually pretty good.
That sounded kind of better.
Yeah, I nailed it. Thank you.
Well, but not pretty good, but well, yeah. So the Sixers, I think their game is talent. They use talent. You know, not that they don't put effort in, but it's more talent-based. I think the Knicks have more heart, no pun intended, and effort and chemistry between them all. They played at Villanova together. They know how each other's games.
Yeah.
And that overcomes, you know, straight talent sometimes.
There's no question. Yeah. Listen, Omar, when you consider some of the Sixers that have shrunk, there's no doubt to this point the Knicks have played with greater ferocity, you know, call it intensity, whatever you want to call it, and effort. And it's not that some Sixers players haven't laid it all out there. I mean, they have. Lowry has. Maxey has. I think Batum has. But, you know, Tobias just, he just doesn't sustain intensity. He just doesn't.
Not at all.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And every championship team, championship run, the role players, there's a role player that steps up every game.
They're important. But the most important is the main player. And the Sixers need the main player to be able to sustain for all of his minutes. And if he can't, they're not going to go very far.
You expect him to look different now that he's made this declaration?
No, I don't. I think we'll give him what he can while he can. I think he'll play pretty darn good. I think the Sixers will still win some games in this series, but I think we will. When this whole thing's over, I think we'll look back and say, man, that injury earlier this year wrecked their chances.
I think he'll look different and better, and I think this can lift this team. I know it's a tough – I at winning four games in a row or four out of the next five is asking a lot, but I think we're significantly better than the Knicks are.
Omar, give me an answer
Joel
here.
If Joel plays the way he's supposed to, we can get this done.
A fight in a movie, Omar. What do you got, pal?
It's like a 10-minute-long fight, and I do think the song makes a big difference in it also. The Kingsman. The fight in the church.
Oh, it's a great answer, dude. Right. Freebird.
So that was my original answer, actually.
It's a great
answer. I
feel
like that's a very underrated action movie.
Kingsman rocks. I'm
so
with you.
How many of those movies are there?
There's three, I believe, but the first one is way better. The first one's really entertaining.
Yeah.
High recommendation for the first one.
Yeah.
I'm going to abstain as a voter. I don't know any of these movies.
I tried to get through the first Kingsman, and I just didn't care for it.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why.
I loved it. Yeah. I've seen it like four or five times. I really like it.
I'm not voting. You guys figure it out. Let's go to Justin. Justin in Tennessee. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, ladies and fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing great, Justin.
All right, man. That's a good deal. I was riding down the road. I got to take a load of equipment down to Angelo's most favorite place, the Fleet Hole, Nashville. I knew Rhea'd get that. I knew Rhea would.
How are you? Very funny.
Yeah. But I was just been listening, and I'm like, you know, I don't get to call these guys that often. So I've got my earpiece in riding down the road. Hope y'all don't mind. Just want to.
We can. By the way, love you, but we can tell you got the earpiece in. It's a little okay, hard to understand you here, my man.
Give me 1 second here.
Yeah. Let's make the adjustment.
All right, I'm back.
Thank you, sir.
Now.
Yes, go ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we'll put Justin on. We'll get him on hold. We'll get back to him. Let's go to Joe in Telford. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe, good morning. Hey, got to tell you, love your show. Best show on radio. Thanks for all the entertainment and laughs over the years.
Thank you, sir. And as Tiger Woods would say,
good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, sir.
Nice.
I'd like to get just when possible.
So stealthy.
We know, buddy. We know you like to squeeze that in.
Well, I mean, that's the way he started a press conference announcing an affair. I mean, that's what made it so ridiculous. It's like you got the IHOP girl. You got this person. You got that person. You got the stripper. You got all these people that
it
come out of the woodwork.
It wasn't an affair. It was that he was like a sex addict.
Well, there
was
that.
Just bizarre.
And he steps forward in front of like a 100 reporters, and he goes,
"Good morning, and thank you for joining me."
Yes, thank you, Tiger. All right, hello, Joe. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
I'm rewatching that documentary with my 15-year-old. We're learning some things together.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, Joel Embiid burying his head, there's just no conviction there, right? I think he wants to win. I think he wants to believe it. But if you really believe you're going to win, you pick your head up, you look at the cameras, and you tell everybody we're going to win. I love the guy.
Joe,
I
agree with you. I agree with you, and I had a real problem with the hanging the head thing, but now I think we're aware that there's more at work with that. You know, like there is an extenuating circumstance that we might not ever get the full
story. You're talking
story.
About the
eye? Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I thought about that too, but John, even if the eye is an issue and you still believe you're going to win, don't you look up and say, hey, here's my battle wounds, here's my scars, we're still going to do it?
I would.
And, you know, Joe, even if for just those 5 seconds.
Yeah.
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 You know,
you're out there on the court. We can see that there's something.
Just look up at them and say, we're going to win. You know, like, just, I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
And I think if he's healthy, he probably does believe it. And he may pick his head up and say with conviction. I just don't think he's got it. He's just not healthy. It's a shame.
It is.
I'd love to see him come back and get in shape, though. I mean, he's got to be ready to go. He's got to be ready to go for next year. It's been really tough to hang on with the Sixers team. They're about at my last rope, but he's got to do it. Hey, the consolation is losing to a bunch of Villanova guys that are doing it the right way.
Nope.
It's not a consolation.
You know?
No, it's not a consolation,
I respect
but they are.
It, but it doesn't do anything for me.
Temple guy's not going to agree.
Oh, no. Hey,
right,
I hear you.
Period.
I want to win.
It could be
Let's
three
win,
Temple
but...
guys, and I wouldn't care.
Thank you, James.
That's true.
Fair, James.
All right, Joe, give me a great answer for a fight scene in a movie.
I'm going to take you to Zed's. We're going to select the right weapon, and we're going to go to Pulp Fiction.
That's a good answer.
You got it, man. Joe, appreciate that call. All right, let's get to more of Daniel Jeremiah. He was on the John Clark podcast talking about all sorts of stuff as it relates to the Eagles and the draft, which, of course, is tomorrow night. Here's Jeremiah, who, remember, used to work for the Eagles for a period of time. Some intel, a backstory, or back perspective, let's call it, on the Eagles and their preparation for the draft.
The thing that's helped me the most in trying to navigate around, or at least have an educated guess of what these teams are going to do, the best place to call is the school to find out, like talk to the position coaches at the school, and then find out, okay, what teams have been doing the most homework on your guys? And I'll just put it this way. The Philadelphia Eagles have done a lot of work on corners. So that's what I'll leave you with that one.
So Jeremiah obviously indicating that's been a big focus for them. Now, he also references that edge rusher is not an impossibility. I will tell you, I'll be somewhere between surprised and shocked if they go first-round edge rusher with the new commitment of money, you know, for a number of years to Bryce Huff, with Nolan Smith, Brandon Graham presumably only one more year, Josh Sweat obviously still only one more year, but could get a new deal and be here for a while. So I'm not saying there's not maybe a need 2 years from now, but maybe there's not. We'll see. Here's Daniel Jeremiah on the possibility of edge rusher, and don't discount that because, you know, he's talking about what happens before the Eagles pick could influence, obviously, where they go.
With this draft, when you look at the quarterbacks going, you look at the needs and the talent at offensive tackle, you're going to see a run on those tackles. All you need now is like a Brock Bowers, you know, to go in there, which is probably going to happen as a tight end. You know, maybe a Graham Barton goes in there for a center needing team. And then all of a sudden you look up and the Philadelphia Eagles are staring at either a Jared Verse, you know, or a Latu from UCLA. So Liatu Latu. So that wouldn't surprise me at all.
John, not surprise him at all. So
I like this. I mean, it goes hand in hand with the idea that six quarterbacks could go earlier than the Eagles pick. The Latu guy coming off the edge, this is like the length, speed, explosiveness combination that you're looking for.
Serious injury history with that guy, though.
True that.
Retired from football for a couple years.
Oh, that's true that. Man, good point, Jimmy.
Do you think that would lead to Josh Sweat being traded? Would they trade Josh Sweat if they – like?
Verse is from Florida State also. It sort of makes me feel down on Verse that Josh Sweat hasn't given us as much as I would have liked, because now I sort of hold it against his college.
Hugh Douglas, Florida State.
No.
Edge rusher.
Well, Hugh Douglas was a tiny school, wasn't he?
Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Central
he,
Michigan or Central Ohio?
State.
No, he's a tiny school.
No, he's like Central Ohio or something. Or
wow. That's a big miss to the Hammer.
With a huge miss.
That's shocking.
I always thought Hugh was Florida State.
No.
Trey Thomas was Florida State.
So Hugh wasn't that good a high school player? No one really wanted him?
Yes, not
right.
Yeah, he's a small school. I don't remember exactly what it was. Central Ohio, maybe something like that.
Fair enough. All right. Well, anyway, I'll just put it this way. I'll be really surprised if they take an edge rusher and don't trade somebody. You know they're not trading Huff. You know they're not trading Brandon Graham. So the only two guys you could trade are Nolan.
Edge rusher is not the kind of thing that you feel the need to trade away.
But
like,
I mean,
they are such an important commodity in the league.
But
why do you feel?
Well, why
like
have five? Why have five of them?
Because we rotate lots of edge rushers.
But you want to play your best players at that position a lot.
Why, like, I get it. But you're talking about a rookie kid coming in. Like, I'm not willing to just say, hey, before we even see you play in the NFL, we're going to trade one of our edge guys.
All I'm telling you is I don't think they're taking an edge rusher in the first round, and that's one of my reasons.
Look, what he's saying is if everyone else is taking these other positions, it could leave you with the preeminent position available.
John, would you?
The top guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.